Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation this week with Tommy Lanham. He is an author, a speaker, and a pastor. And yesterday we talked about his favorite word, enthusiasm. If you missed yesterday's program, really want to challenge you. I'm not just going to encourage you. I'm going to challenge you to go check out that 14-minute program. Tommy did a phenomenal job breaking down the word enthusiasm, and you'll be really, really blessed by that. And we're going to expand on that a little bit today. He has 8 decisions he says that you must make to live in your decision zone, and we had to go through those kind of quickly yesterday, but today we're going to break those down in a little more detail. And Tommy, great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
But let's start with that letter E, embrace your weird. And I know that's one that I've kind of struggled with because you said it so well yesterday that, you know, the Bible says we're made in the image of God, but we're made differently, right?
Well, absolutely. It's in Ephesians 2:9, I think it is, where it says that you're a masterpiece of God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared for you to do. And what that tells me is before we were even born, God had this plan for us of what he wanted us to do. And he knit us together in our mother's womb knowing that. And so he created you, he created me, he created each person here listening today uniquely to live out that plan. And that may make you weird. It makes you different. It makes you unique. You're not like everybody else. You're not like the old 60s song of little boxes, little boxes, little boxes made of ticky-tacky. You know, they all came out looking just the same. There were little differences. There was a green one and the blue one and yellow one and a pink one. But for the most part, they were all just the same. And oftentimes, we try to do that with our lives, or other people try to influence us to do that with our lives, and like, you don't want to do that. That's not the way you're supposed to act, or that's not what you're supposed to do. I love it. When kids are little, we encourage them to dream. You could be whatever you want to be. And then as they get older, we're like, well, you need to be practical. And I'm thinking, God save us from practical people. Mm-hmm. Because God has called us to so much more, and he has made us. Certain personalities, our spiritual gifts, our experiences, our passions, all of that stuff, it's unique that he has put into us for a specific purpose that he has for us. So embrace that weird.
Yeah, I think that one's a huge one. And you know, I love how you say embrace your weird, but you define it so well about your difference. You know, and we are different. I know I used to struggle with comparing myself to my brothers. And one's a college basketball coach and was a college basketball athlete, phenomenal athlete. And my middle brother's a doctor, so he's a brainiac. And, you know, I just compared to those two guys, I didn't measure up in those areas. But when I figured out who God had wired me up to be, and the old saying just bloom where I was planted, there was a lot of freedom that comes in that when you just embrace who you are, or as you Absolutely. Say, embrace your weird. I mean, there's a lot of freedom, isn't there?
Absolutely. You don't have to try to be somebody else. As I said earlier, if you try to be somebody else, at best, you're going to be second. The only way you can be number one is to be you, because nobody else could be you. And it does. It relieves that pressure. There's so much freedom in just being who God created you to be.
Amen. Second thing, the letter N, never settle. Expand on that a little bit.
Never settle. So many times we go through life and we hit brick walls, we fall down, we fail, and all this stuff, and we begin to get to the point where we just accept this mundane level of who we are. For instance, growing up, I never did well academically. Grade school, I didn't do well. High school, I didn't do well. I can remember the disappointment on my chorus teacher's face when I had to tell her that my grades were not high enough to be able to perform in the concert that weekend. And she was one of my favorite teachers. I was always heavy into music, so my music teacher was my favorite. And it was just heartbreaking to disappoint her. Even when I went to college, I didn't do that well. I was one of those people that squeezed a 4-year degree into 6, okay? And And so I just accepted the fact. I was an average student at best. I had to work as hard as A students just to be a C student. And I just accepted that for so many years. And the year after I graduated college in 1997, I began to listen to people like Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, Tony Robbins, these guys that gave me a different perception of myself. And when that happened, I began to crawl out of that person that I thought I was and began to step out of my comfort zone. And several years later, I went back to school and got my master's. And listen, in my undergrad work, my GPA, I think, was like a 2.3, 2.4, something like that is what I graduated with. When I did my master's, it was a three-year program. I did it in a year and a half, and I graduated with a 4.0.
Wow.
Now, I didn't automatically get smarter or anything like that. I just changed my perception of who I was. I stopped settling. I stopped saying I'm an average student at best. Okay? There's plenty of other areas that I could look at with me, with other people that I've worked with. Never settle. No matter where you are, don't just accept that. Say, okay, what can I do to jump out of this? Do we have time for just a quick illustration with that?
Absolutely.
All right. This is one of my favorite illustrations. They did a study with fleas in a jar. And they put a bunch of fleas in this jar, and they put a metal lid on it, and they'd hear these fleas jumping up against that lid trying to get out. And obviously, they couldn't get out until eventually it became more and more faint till finally it stopped. Now, they weren't dead. They were still alive. They just were not jumping up against that lid anymore. Then they took the lid off of the jar, and the fleas still didn't jump out. They remained in the jar. They had settled. They had hit their head up against that metal lid so often that they just gave up, and they settled. I'm going to live in this jar for the rest of my life. We do the same thing. We hit that lid so many times that eventually we just give up and say, this is the way I'm going to be for the rest of my life. And if you're going to live in that enthusiasm zone, you got to change that decision and make the decision, I will never settle.
That's a great illustration. And I think another key to never settling is having people in your life that won't let you settle.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. That is so huge.
To push you. I'm thankful I've got a couple of brothers that do that with me and to say, hey, what are you doing next with Hope It's Here? How are you going to expand? How are you going to grow? What are you doing to be different? Yep. And so be thankful for those people. And if you don't have somebody, ask somebody. Say, hey, how do you think I could grow? How could I improve? And that's a great point. I think a lot of followers of Jesus, they settle, or I like to say they put God in a box and they limit him. Have you seen that?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. We talked about enthusiasm today. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is a author, a speaker, and a pastor. Check out his website, TommyLanham.com. We are kind of breaking down 8 decisions to focus on that you can be enthused in your life. We talked about the letter E, embrace your weird. The letter N, never settle. The letter T, turn the world upside down.
Turn the world upside down. That is, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, especially in the King James Version, it has a reference there where it says, those that have turned the world upside down have come here too. See, the people in the New Testament, the followers of Jesus in the New Testament, were known as people who were changing the world. They were turning the world upside down. As followers of Jesus today, I feel like we should be known the same way. People who are turning the world upside down. Again, that doesn't mean that your name is going to be the one in lights. It doesn't mean that you're the one that's going to get written about, or they make a movie about you or whatever. But listen, you might just be making a difference in the world of the person that lives next door to you. Or maybe the person down at the hospital. Or maybe somebody who just feels like they don't have a friend in the world, and you take the time to sit and listen to them and hear their story. Turning the world upside down doesn't always mean, wow, that's this massive thing. It just means making a difference in somebody's life. And if you can make a difference in 1,000 people's lives, do it. But if you can't, do it for 100. If you can't do it for 100, do it for 50. If you can't do it for 50, do it for 10. If you can't do it for 10, do it for 1. But just make a difference in people's lives. We are not here just for ourselves. We are here to change the world. And we do that together. You mentioned that earlier. We can't do it on our own. We all do it together. We're all gifted in ways to be able to change the world.
Well, one of the things I have found, too, that doesn't cost any money. You don't have to have a gift. The only thing it costs is your time, which is valuable, is just being a good listener.
Yeah.
I mean, man, that's powerful. For, you know, we all appreciate that. If we have somebody, you can help turn somebody's world upside down in a positive way, just being a good listener. The letter H, hope as you climb to your God-given potential.
Hope as you climb to your God-given potential. Again, that's your word. I hope you don't mind me borrowing it a little bit. But hope is what fuels the climb. And that climb, and it's closely related to the never settle, but it brings into focus where you're going and climbing up that place. There's a passage of scripture in Matthew 5, and I love the Message translation of this. It says that Jesus climbed a mountain and sat down to teach his climbing companions. And I love it. And I heard John Maxwell teach on that one time, and he says, you know, just imagine the number of people that stayed down in the valley because they didn't want to make the climb. Mm-hmm. They missed out what is referred to now as the Sermon on the Mount, what I consider, or many people consider, to be the best sermon ever preached, and they missed out because they were unwilling to make the climb. There's so much that we miss out on because we are unwilling to make the climb, to put forth the effort. Is it tough? Yes. Are you going to fall down the mountain sometimes? Yes. But get up and continue to make the climb, because when you get to the top of that mountain, you'll be able to look and see what you have accomplished. And then you'll see another mountain and realize the climb's not over yet. I'm still living. I'm still breathing. There's more climbing to be done. Continue that climb. And you mentioned something earlier about having people around you. You can't make that climb by yourself. You can't. You have to have people around you. And it makes that difference. Another illustration with this. Sir Edmund Hillary, who was the first person to climb Mount Everest, the first time he attempted it, he failed. And when he failed, he looked up at Mount Everest and he shook his fist at that mountain. And he says, "You're as big as you're ever going to get, but I'm still growing." And eventually, he climbed Mount Everest. He succeeded. And that's the attitude we should have. We may not get it our first, second, third, fourth, or fifth try. Just keep climbing.
Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. We've been hanging out with author and speaker and pastor Tommy Lanham. We've been looking at the word enthusiasm, and we need a lot more of that in our world today, and especially as followers of Jesus, we should always have enthusiasm. We've been kind of breaking down the word enthuse. We looked at the letter E, embrace your weird. N, never settle. T, turn the world upside down. And we just got done talking about hope as you climb to your God-given potential. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're going to continue breaking this down tomorrow with Tommy. So I hope that you'll join us, invite somebody to be alongside you to listen. Or if you want to share a podcast of this program, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, or whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. And hope you'll subscribe and follow us at. We're also available on TikTok. We're on Instagram and also on Twitter at simply hopeishere.lex. That's Hope is Here, L-E-X. And make sure you check out Tommy's website, TommyLanham.com. That's TommyLanham.com. For Tommy Lanham, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, HopeIsHere.today. That's HopeIsHere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.